This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. Donald Trump made an announcement about his first 100 days, and he totally skipped the media. He just put it out himself. Did a little YouTube video. I will get into that in a little bit. Also, remember when the Republicans lost in 2012? They were introspective. They did an analysis. They had an autopsy. Are the Democrats doing that now? No. They are not looking to within. They are outwardly blaming everyone else except for them. And the question is, where does the Democrat Party go from here? Because it seems as if they're not really a national party any longer. In fact, some are saying as much. Also, Trump is announced that he is not going to go after Hillary Clinton. And of course, the media is all over that, saying that, Trump is breaking his biggest promise, and are people going to support him? What is this going to do for the Trump supporters? What's going to happen? Of course, the media loves this. By the way, the media is going to continue to try to destroy the Donald Trump presidency. For those of you out there that thought that this would be the end of the media, no. This is just the beginning of the war with the media. They are not going anywhere. And by the way, neither is Barack Hussein Obama, who has signaled that he's not going to go quietly into the night like most presidents. No. He is going to actually stick around and be a constant foil to Donald Trump. Look, a lot of people are still, especially Democrats, scratching their heads, the media, wondering why it is that Donald Trump won. I mean, if you look at from all outward appearances, I mean, Donald Trump, he is this guy that's a billionaire. He's got a supermodel wife. He's got Greek pillars on the walls of his apartment in Manhattan in Trump Towers. He has got more gold than Versailles. There's no way a factory worker in Michigan is going to vote for that guy. Right? Because in politics, there's no ability like relatability. And there's no way that Trump can relate to the working man, right? Except he can. And the media can't. It's really that simple. There has never been a concentrated media effort to destroy a political candidate like there was with Trump this general election. And it failed. It failed miserably. It failed because Hillary had no message. And it failed because a New York billionaire had a better feel for the pulse of the voter than the American media. I mean, look at the brouhaha over the fact that Trump went to get a steak dinner with his family and left the press pool behind. The media was so freaked out about it. And what do they see? What do they see? And here's the difference between Donald Trump and the rest of the world and the media. What does the media see when he does that? They see a power-mad tyrant who is lacking transparency and who thinks he's above being held accountable to the protectors of the electorate, i.e. the media. What does the public see? They see a guy who wanted to have dinner with his family without the media. That's what the public sees. It's been a little over a week since the election. What are we talking about? They're talking about Steve Bannon and that he's a racist. They're talking about this white nationalist movement. I mean, is that really what's going on, or is it that Donald Trump is now getting his team together, getting his transition together? But the media, again, doesn't see that. So here's some friendly advice for the media. Focus on the big things. Don't sweat the small stuff. Things that matter to families, living paycheck to paycheck. I know that those are the people that you don't associate with, but try to think about those people. Because those people, they don't know or care about Steve Bannon. They have no idea who Steve Bannon is, nor do they care who Steve Bannon is. The first time they heard about the traveling press pool was the other night when Trump was sinking his teeth into a nice New York strip. That's all. They don't care about whether or not they ditched you, the media. Speaking of the media, there's a story in the New York Post about Trump and how he... well, first of all, this is probably the best, one of the best news stories I've seen, probably in a while. This really just shows everything that is Donald Trump. And, along with the fact that, of course he ditched the media to go have a steak dinner. Now there are reports, the New York Post, reported that, Donald Trump had a meeting with the media, and he assembled the media for a summit at Trump Tower, and apparently the media thought that they were going to discuss media access to Donald Trump, to the new administration. Yesterday there was this meeting called Donald Trump called all the heads of the networks as well as anchors and media figures to Trump Tower. They all thought they were getting a free lunch, you know, and they were going to finally be like, all right, this is finally we get to meet with Trump and we get to lay down the law, right? Except it did not turn out as the media thought it would, or should I say, hoped it would. Donald Trump had another message for them, because there is indeed a new sheriff in town, and the media needs to realize that it is not business as usual. They're not going to be treated with kid gloves. They're not going to be treated as a partner. In fact, they're going to be treated as an adversary. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your color. Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Hallelujah. Girls, hit you, hallelujah. Girls,
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right, so I want to talk about this story that was in the New York Post yesterday. This was yesterday. It was reported that Donald Trump held a meeting with heads of media, anchors, and the like. Okay, The headline in the New York Post was, Donald Trump's media summit was a effing firing squad. Donald Trump, apparently he scolded the media during an off-the-record Trump Tower sit-down on Monday, sources told the Post. It was like an effing firing squad, one source said of the encounter. Trump started with CNN chief Jeff Zucker and said, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed," the source said. The meeting was a total disaster. The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration, but instead they got a Trump-style dressing down, the source added. A second source confirmed the fireworks. The meeting took place in a big boardroom, and there were about 30 or 40 people, including the big news anchors from all the networks, this other source said. Trump kept saying, "We're in a room full of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong." He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars. He called out Jeffrey Zucker by name and said everyone at CNN was a liar and CNN was a network of liars. Trump didn't say Katie Turr by name, but talked about an NBC female correspondent who got it wrong, then referred to a horrible network correspondent who cried when Hillary lost, who hosted a debate, which was Martha Raddus, who was also in the room. The stunned reporters tried to get a word in edgewise to discuss access to a Trump administration. CBS Good Morning co-host Gail King did not stand up but asked some question. How do you propose we, the media, work with you? Chuck Todd asked some pretty pointed questions. David Muir asked, how are you going to cope living in D.C. While your family's in New York City? It was a horrible meeting. However, Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway told reporters the gathering went well. Of course she's going to say that. What else is she going to say? "Excellent meetings with the top executives of the major networks," she said during a gaggle in the lobby of Trump Tower. "Pretty unprecedented meeting we put together in 2 days. The meeting was off the record, meaning the participants agreed not to talk about the substance of the conversations. The hour-long session included top execs from network and cable news channels. Among the attendees were NBC's Deborah Turnus," she's head of the NBC, "Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, ABC's James Goldston, George Stephanopoulos, David Muir, and Martha Raddus. CBS's Nora O'Donnell, John Dickerson, Charlie Rose, Christopher Isham, and, of course, Gail King. Fox News's Bill Shine, Jack Abernathy, Jay Wallace, and Suzanne Scott. MSNBC's Phil Griffin, and CNN's Jeff Zucker and Aaron Burnett." I was thinking as this story, first of all, I saw this story last night. This thing broke last night. Of course, none of the media, major networks, no one in the mainstream media talked about this story. And I thought about this, and I thought how this story, if this had occurred, let's say, in the time of Mussolini or Hitler or Saddam Hussein, wouldn't they have gathered all the media people in one room and then just killed them all, blow up the room? Like Game of Thrones, right? But I just think that this just shows again how different the media will be dealt with in a Trump administration. You've now got in successive weeks. Last week you had the the big story where Donald Trump decided to ditch the media press pool and go to dinner with his family. That was a huge story for the media, but of course nobody really cares about it out here in the real world because nobody even knows what the press pool is or any of that. They don't care. People don't care. See? But the media is the only one that cared about this story. Now you've got this this media story, which I love, but of course the media is not reporting this story. But of course yours truly will, and it's just shows the lack of perception that the media has, i.e. that they have no idea. I mean, I got to tell you, this has got to be this story is really the epitome of the Trump administration going forward and what they're going to do. You know, they probably thought to themselves, oh, we got him now. He's got to deal with us. They wanted to go and talk about access to the Trump administration, and they thought that. And if you see the pictures of them gathered in the lobby of Trump Tower, they're all laughing and carrying on like school children about to go out to recess. They think that they really they had pulled one over on the Donald. They thought they were going to get a free lunch. Instead, they got a dressing down. And I think that that's what you're going to see. You're going to see that. I mean, this is, frankly, the best president-elect that I can ever remember. I don't remember anyone else treating the media with such disdain, open disdain, and that's what's going to happen. I think this was the first shots fired in what's going to be a long and protracted war with the media. You've seen that already with the fact that Donald Trump bypassed the media again yesterday. When he made his announcement about, first 100 days and what he hopes to do. Traditionally, you'd have the president-elect come out, give a press conference to the waiting media, and that's how this would have been done. But no, because there's a new sheriff in town. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So yesterday, Donald Trump released his own damn video about the next 100 days. I'm sorry, the first 100 days of his agenda. He completely bypassed the media. He is now going to put out his own videos. He don't need the media. He doesn't need to do a press conference. He can do whatever he damn well pleases because guess what? He's the president-elect. So I want to play this for you. This was Donald Trump yesterday. Notice that he doesn't talk about Obamacare or building a wall, but I digress.
Today I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again. My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers. As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs. It's about time. These include the following. On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, We will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores. On energy, I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for. On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important. On national security, I will ask the Department of Defense and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to develop a comprehensive plan to protect America's vital infrastructure from cyber attacks and all other form of attacks. On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker. On ethics reform, as part of our plan to drain the swamp, we will impose a 5-year ban on executive officials becoming lobbyists after they leave the administration, and a lifetime ban on executive officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. These are just a few of the steps we will take to reform Washington and rebuild our middle class. I will provide more updates in the coming days as we work together to make America great again for everyone, and I mean everyone.
Bam! So he has completely bypassed the media now. and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you right now. Donald Trump is going to do more of this. You know, because think about it. He never really included the media in anything. He has this ability, and he's had this ability to completely bypass the media like no one I've ever seen before. And so what he's doing now is he's obviously, look, you take the fact that he's releasing this video, which again, no one's ever done that before. They've, you know, typically they've made an announcement. They've called a press conference. The press would gather. He would make his announcement. You know, maybe take questions from the media gathered, and that's it. He's signaled that he's not going to do that. I think that this is significant, that he, had a meeting yesterday where he addressed down the various, heads of media and the anchors, those with the big heads, basically scolded them. The relationship with the media that he is, or should I say that he is, the non-relationship with the media that he's now establishing, serves him right, frankly. You know, they've done everything in their power to try to destroy him, to mock the American voters. They've done everything they can to be adversarial. So Donald Trump is, what he's doing now is just showing that, okay, it's on. It's on. You guys want to battle with me? You got it. He's not going to back down. That's why, again, I think that people don't realize, you know, going forward, that there is clearly going to be war. This is war. This is war with the mainstream media. That's he's clearly signaling that he's going to go to war and that things are going to be done differently now. And they should be, frankly, because the media has gotten they've gotten a pass for so long, at least for the last 8 years or so. I mean, the media was treated horribly by Barack Obama. Many of the White House press pool complained about the access to the Obama administration, but yet they didn't say anything publicly for fear of, you know, maybe upsetting the Obama administration and getting even less access. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's like, yo, man, we're We're going to battle. He doesn't care. It's clear he doesn't care. He's going to do things differently. This administration isn't going to be like any other administration we've ever seen in dealing with the media. And I suspect that it's going to be the same way when he deals with Congress, when he deals with other governmental institutions. I think he is going to drain the swamp. I think he is going to do things differently. Look, every administration, they come in, they have a different personality, a different way of doing things. But we've never seen anybody like Donald Trump in terms of how he's going to deal with the media. Again, I find it fascinating how the media is reacting because, and it's predictable. Predictable that they can't believe that Donald Trump isn't following the rules. Well, what makes you think that he was going to follow the rules now? Like all of a sudden he's the president-elect and he's going to start doing things differently? No, of course he's not going to. This is a guy that has always played by his own rules. It's laughable to me that the media thinks that things were going to all of a sudden be different. Like, oh, well, now that you're president, you got to deal with this in a traditional fashion like most people would, and that's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So the people that think that, again, they're in for a rude awakening, frankly, and I think it's high time that someone declared war on the media. There was also reports that the New York Times was going to meet with Donald Trump today, but he canceled that meeting because they had said that they wanted a meeting on the record, and he said he wanted it off the record. So Trump said, okay, cool, I'm not meeting with you then. Later. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by my good friend Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio. Bob, how are you?
I am pretty good. Just having a good time.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, the Democrat Party seems to have lost their way, and they are forging through the wilderness and trying to be irrelevant. I don't know if they still get it. What say you?
They don't get it. I just got actually chewed out because on a show I happened to say the Democrat National Committee and got chewed out because it's Democratic. And I'm sensitive to shows, but this is like the third time I got chewed out for, you know, I've got Democratic friends that say Democrat, right? I'm not being trite. This is a point. People are screaming, calling names. You've got the actor. You've got the Gigi Hadid making fun of, Mrs. Trump. And they all think it's funny and cute and get down into minutia of how you say what. And the big picture is gone. I mean, it's gone. They're missing the boat, period. Really.
I think what's interesting about this whole process that we're witnessing is that I remember after the 2012 defeat that the Republican Party became self-actualized. They did that autopsy. Of course, they were completely wrong about the autopsy. However, be that as it may, they actually were introspective, wanting to find out what went wrong. I think the difference this time with the Democrat Party is that they are pointing fingers, blaming everyone else. It's Comey, it's the rural voters, the Obama coalition didn't get our votes. All these excuses, but the fact that they're not looking inward, and I think that's what they need to do, frankly.
They're angry, and look. The guy that's laying it out on the line, right out on the line today, and his quote is, "The house is on fire," is Tim Ryan of Ohio, who said, "The house is burning down, it's on fire." Now, he's not going to win, because Nancy Pelosi's got the money and the time and the favors, et cetera. You know, I served with both of them. He's not going to win. But he is out there actually saying, we lost the message. You can't separate groups. Tim Ryan said this today. The congressman, Democratic congressman from Ohio, you can't separate the LGBT, and then there's this group, and then there's that group, and this is the race group. He said, you can't do that. And, but, you know, he's going to get trampled all over because people want to get mad and yell and call names. And as I've told people, this isn't the angry, homophobic, racist, white guy from Appalachia. I'm from Appalachia. This isn't, there's a broad spectrum of people that voted for Donald Trump. And now those who lost are simply so angry. You know, the advocates, the people that work the system, Edward, as you know, and they're just going to yell and insult their way, they think, back into the White House and the Congress. Not going to work.
Right. And you know what I find, what I find amazing is that they have decided that they weren't radical enough, apparently. I think what they've concluded is that they saw that the success that Bernie had attracting voters, bringing people into the fold. And so they've said to themselves, I think this is what the conclusion has been amongst the heads of the Democrat parties, that they think, all right, well, we need to be more like Bernie in terms of policy. We need to become more left and not realizing that it's a little more complex than that. And that, you know, by going left and, for instance, picking Keith Ellison, they think they're going to get the blue collar worker back. And I don't think they are by that mean.
Well, again, and I will say this, if you look at Tim Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, if they put Tim Ryan in, he's going to give a bigger headache to Paul Ryan than Nancy Pelosi ever could. And it's not because of it's not necessarily because of the ideological difference. It's the fact of, you know, he knows the things to say that appeal to people, the trade bills. You know, he's in a different lingo. But they're not going to do it. Again, they won't do it. So, you know, they'll go the par for course, and then they'll get angry when Nancy Pelosi fumbles the house again. Her statement today, Edward, was, look, I won in 2006. I became speaker. Yeah, for 2 years. You know, this isn't going to be the same thing. History doesn't repeat itself like that.
Well, I got to tell you, it's amazing to me how just stupid these people are in leadership in the Democrat Party, that they have, you know, just failed to recognize what just happened. I mean, and here's the thing, Bob. It was so obvious to us what was going on out here. It was so obvious to us that Donald Trump was going to win, and the reasons why he won. Why are these people so dumb, dude? That's what I want to know. Why?
Well, and they're angry, and honestly, they're becoming mean. Just as they've accused Trump people of being mean, well, they've become mean, and that's today. A friend of mine called and said, oh, you wait, you see, you know, Trump's shutting the press down. I said, no. Trump took a bunch of rich elite press people from mainstream America, the rich ones, Stephanopoulos and the whole crew, and he sat them down, and they did, hi, Mr. Trump, how are you, Mr. Trump? And then he berated them, and they left like puppy dogs, because it's a game to them. It's a money game. He doesn't lose with the American people telling those people off at all.
No. No, in fact, he wins. They thought they were going to get a free lunch, and instead they got their heads handed to him. And you're right, Bob. You know, we see that. That's again such a disconnect between the media elites that reside in D.C. and New York. You know, they see that and they're like thinking, oh yeah, people aren't going to like that. But in fact, once again, you know, we see that and we go, oh, awesome, hooray for Donald Trump.
If Donald Trump did that to a local person, you know, somebody like you or you know, somebody that's, you know, a decent host and everything, but, you know, I would say, wow, you know, because you guys are fair, but when he does it to George Stephanopoulos, you know, who cares? I mean, really, who cares? People don't care. Stephanopoulos is an elitist, you know, but they think good people care. You know, Trump's not out there beating to death people for no reason. He knows these people went after him. He knows what they did. It's not just opposing him. It was unfair. Six questions by Donna Brazile. Come on. CNN.
What I thought about that whole thing was that if it was during the time of Mussolini, they just would have blown them up, killed them all.
Well, it's been, I have to say, I had to do a show last night after midnight, and I laughed so hard when I saw that news story about what Trump did. I couldn't help it. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. I mean, that's the way I took it.
I did, too.
Reading what he did.
I did, too. Best president-elect ever, Bob. Ever.
He's a character.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, listen, Bob, thanks for coming on the show. And
right.
If I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You
and we will speak soon, Bob.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. I think that awesomeness is all you can say. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment.
To the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.